Noise Pop Festival 2018 is this coming February 19th through 25th at venues spanning both sides of the bay. Some of the favorites here at the Noise Pop podcast are Toon Yards, San Fermin with the Magic Magic Orchestra, Mount Erie, Girlpool, and there will still be many more acts announced later. For more information about the festival, head to www.noisepopfest.com. That's www.noisepopfest.com. We'll be seeing you there in no time.
Welcome back to the Noise Pop Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian Spinelli, coming to you from San Francisco, California. Today's episode's the last Noisemakers mix of the year. Before we hit you with back-to-back best of the year music episodes with some special guests in store for sure. For now though, we've got our last batch of new tunes to share with you this year, and it's a good one. There's early singles from albums to look forward to in 2018, some freshness from Stone's Throw Records, local shout-outs as always, a remix of one of our favorite artists by another of our favorites, new music from a previous guest of the podcast, and more. I'm stoked to share this mix, so lock in. This is Noisemakers November. Sunflower Bean are back, and they were a guest on a South by Southwest episode that we had 2 years ago. They're a trio from Brooklyn, New York. The new song's called I Was a Fool. They toured furiously on their last record, Human Ceremony, and I kind of stan this band and saw them 4 times last year. They fucking punish live. In fact, they're coming to Rickshaw Stop on March 2nd, and that's one venue I haven't personally seen them play at yet, so I'll probably be there. They really kind of paved their own road for longevity here with this touring. The first album had this like distinct jangly C86 style. And on this new track though, it's kind of got this Fleetwood Mac vibe going on. And Julia Cumming, the singer, has kind of got this Stevie Nicks thing. And Nick Kivlin does backup vocals. They just signed a mom and pop record. So here's looking forward to an album that's coming out hopefully early in 2018 from these guys. With that, here's I Was a Fool by Sunflower Bean.
I can't keep it. this world.
That was Sunflower Bean with I Was a Fool. This next one I'm probably listening to right now more than anything else. It's from Jaunty, and he's got a new album out called Tokerats, and this is the title track to the album. It's out on Stone's Throw Records, a label that we play a lot of their music on here on the show. Jaunty's a South African-born, Sydney-based artist, and he's really picking up steam. He's got some collabs in the works with King Krewel and Earl Sweatshirt. There's like a Mark Ronson look somewhere. He actually recorded with and went on tour with the Avalanches on the Wildflower Tour this past year, and he played guitar with them on tour. His solo stuff is great. This is, I think it's his third release. This album, Tokerats, was supposed to come out in 2012, and he had some epiphany that made him scrap it and start all over again. He started it again in 2013, and what's completed now is the result of 4 years of this rework of this music that he's made. It's a super colorful, psychedelic, like electronic hip-hop journey, and it's really deep. I can't recommend the album enough. I can't put this one down right now. In the meantime, here's Tokerats by Jaunty.
Ah.
That was Jaunty with Tokarets. I found out about Ella Minus because she's on tour with Shigeto right now and actually going to that show tomorrow night at Rickshaw Stop. By the time this episode airs, that show will already be passed, but this tour is still going on. Ella Minus is the name of Gabriela Jimeno, who's a Colombian-born electronic producer-singer. She moved to Boston to go to the Berklee College of Music, and I believe she lives in Brooklyn now. She's got this like Holly Herndon meets Empress Of vibe, and you'll hear her vocals, and you can tell she's definitely inspired by Bjork vocally. Her music's so relaxing and chill. I love it. She put out a series of EPs. The first one was called First Words. The second one was called Grow. And now the most recent one is called Adapt. This song is called Ceremony. It's off of Adapt by Ella Minus. Here it is. That was Ella Minus with Ceremony. Okay, a local shout up next here. This song is called UUU, and it's by Field Medic, who's the latest signee to Run for Cover Records, which is the same label that Pine Grove is on. And Field Medic was just on tour with Pine Grove until recently. He's a folk artist from San Francisco, and his name's Kevin Patrick. He was the dude behind that song that made the YouTube rounds last year called Fuck These Fools Are Making Valencia Street Unchill. And it was this strangely beautiful yet hilarious folk track about gentrification and the Mission, and solid gold. In fact, we're linking it on the blog for you guys to check out, noisepop.com/podcast. You've probably seen Field Medic around town. He's a busker. He plays all sorts of gigs. I've seen him like roaming around the halls at different First studios before. He's a workhorse for sure. He played Outside Lands like all weekend long at that Bandwagon stage. And he's got this new record out and it's killer. The track we're going to play is called UUU, and it actually was released as a single last year, but it's like a focal point of the record. It's got a lo-fi folk vibe and just feels like being in the small sunroom of an old Victorian in the city, which this was in fact recorded in, and the name of the album is Songs from the Sunroom. So here's Field Medic with UUU.
All I ever needed was your master palm. Take my wrongs and make them right. Take my darkness and make it bright. Give your old boy a cigarette of light. I want you to hold through the night. I want you to see through my heart's disguise. I want you. All I ever needed was your Siamese kiss to cleanse me of this spookiness, to clear the fog, see through the mist, to give my sorrow a plot twist. I want you to stand with me through the fright. I want you to swing with me through the noontime sky. I want you. Loving you sure makes me afraid. Till daylight, I want you to wake up bundled up beside. I want you. Loving you sure makes me afraid.
That was Field Medic with UUU. Tom Misch is the man behind our unofficial Indie Song of the Summer, and if you didn't get a chance to listen to our Indie Song of the Summer episode, go check that one out on iTunes. It's like a different look at this whole concept of Song of the Summer. At any rate, back to Mr. Misch. He's an Englishman, he's super young, and he's a guitar-based electronic artist, but it's he's really evolved away from electronics, which is what I really like about his music. Super groovy, and he's just got this certain je ne sais quoi, if you will. He's put out a slew of one-off releases, one called 5-Day Mission, Out to Sea, B-Tape 2, and an LP is on the horizon. It's called Geography. It's coming out next year on his own label, Beyond the Groove. Be on the lookout for that. He played a show earlier this year at Rickshaw Stop that like famously sold out for in a couple minutes. And they've already announced a show in April at the Regency. You'll probably want to go to that one. This one's called Movie off of Geography on his own label, Beyond the Groove. Here it is.
My cheek brushes against his, smooth on stubble for a moment, and then it's gone. He walks along the platform as if in a dream. Every fiber in me wants to shout and scream, stop, to run across to him and take him in my arms, to tell him I love you. You silly, silly man, I love you. But instead, I stand still, heart cracking. Those little curls on the back of his head bouncing as he steps out of my life. Whatever.
That you move somewhere far away. Is your number the same as before? I can't ignore the time. May have changed your ways. Does my record still hang on your wall? Such a sentimental way to groove. I hope it still touches you. Baby, come back to me. Come back to me. It kills me to see you leave. So I came home and made this beat. Baby, come back to me. Come back to me. Remember me. Fresh out of black and white. Movie. Movie. You meant to me, or was it mystery? Remember me, set the scene, you and me, what could have been? Still swimming in old lovers' dreams, still playing on new movie screens. Remember me, let's set the scene, you and me, what could have been? Still swimming in old lovers' dreams, still playing on new movie screens. Remember me, let's set the scene, you and me, what could have been? Still swimming in old lovers' dreams, still playing on new movie screens. Remember me, let's set the scene, you and me, what could have been? Still swimming in old lovers' dreams, still playing on new movie screens.
That was Tom Misch with a movie. Okay, now that you're thoroughly relaxed from those last couple tracks, let's turn the shit back up for a bit. I've never really been that big of a fan of Antoine in the past. He's kind of been all over the place, but he's always been commanding as fuck. I gotta give him that. He just dropped a new mixtape called Sunnyvale Gardens, and this song is off of that. It's called What I Do. It's produced by the great producer, Catronata. Antoine kind of taps into this more atmospheric vibe on it, but doesn't really give up any of that authority on the mic, and I'm feeling it big time. Antoine grew up in the San Jose area. He lives in LA now. This is What I Do. It's a straight banger by Antoine, produced by Catronata. Check it. That was Antoine with What I Do, produced by Catronata. We've been playing a lot of Caitlin Aurelia Smith on the podcast, but that album is just so good. It's called The Kid. It's been on repeat for me since Colin introduced me to Caitlin Aurelia Smith. The track we're going to play is called I Will Make Room For You, and it's a remix version by Fortet. And the second I heard it, I was just like, we got to close the podcast off with this cut. It's so good. And I'm going to leave it at that. This is Caitlin Aurelia Smith, Fortet remix of I Will Make Room For You. Peace. Thanks for listening to our final Noisemakers mix of 2017, and be on high alert for our back-to-back Best Music of the Year episodes with special guests to close out the year. This episode of the Noise Pop Podcast was produced by myself and Colin Peden. It was engineered by Colin. Our executive producer is Dawson Ludwig, and admin support is provided by Megan Mayer. Until next time, I'm your host, Adrian Spinelli. Cheers.